214-520. Help. The Hardline Helpline.
Brought to you by
The Good Feet Store.
The Hardline Helpline.
Okay, so Dave announced a couple of days ago that unintentionally, it appears that he will be having his third child.
Yes. Not planned. Not a planned event.
No. No.
But Wells is going to have a little brother.
It's funny because I just did this. You know Tom Bridwell.
Mm-hmm.
So Tom is going on a big golf trip, and he was putting together a website for his 50th birthday. And
he was putting together a website for his 50th birthday. Okay.
He's going to Bandon Dunes for his 50th birthday, and he was creating a website with all the people that are going and wanted like a Grant Boone-type voiceover. He would write the content for all these guys.
Okay.
And then I was the voice. So I went over there and recorded it with him. And one of the guys is my age, and he's having his first grandchild. And so I was thinking of you. As this guy is going to be Grampy, and Dave at the same age will be welcoming his child. But this person, is it a man or a woman?
It's a man.
A man is wondering something maybe that others are wondering. I don't know.
Hey, this is Dave and Capel. How does Davey manage to procure all these women and have all these divorces and still manage to marry one of the greatest women of all time, the daughter of a quarterback? However, how does he do this? I met him at the Barley House back in the day, and yeah, everybody knows it. How does he, you know, and all these girls let him, you know, give them children for some reason? And then, I don't know. Just wondering how he manages to have these women, quote unquote, fall in love with him, evidently.
Quote and, unquote.
I don't know. Father all these baby daddy babies.
Okay. You know?
And
we got it. We got it. You can bring it down.
Have so much money.
We know what you're
saying. I don't have money. Advantage. I don't have money. So, first, let's start with this will be Dave's third child.
Yeah.
You're making it sound like he has 12.
Right.
Yeah. So, I'm not Anthony Cromartie.
So, yeah, he's not just firing babies everywhere. And then you're wondering, why does Dave have such amazing luck and so many women?
Well, it's only three kids with two women.
Right. Yes.
So
yeah. First.
Right, right. He's not Sean Kemp.
First lady that let me lay with her, she got out without any babies.
Yeah. It was just like a breakup.
Thank God.
It really wasn't even a marriage.
Thank God.
People that are like, oh, I can't believe I'm getting divorced. We were married for 2 years. I'm like, do you have kids? No. Okay,
yeah.
Well, it's a breakup.
Yeah, may have well.
It's not a divorce.
It's like breaking off an engagement.
It's no big deal.
You just spent the money on the wedding.
So really, you've had one minor breakup and one divorce.
Yeah.
That's how I look at
it. Yeah. Thank you for adjusting my stats.
Minor breakup and
not
a divorce.
Yeah. He's not going for like a triple-double or anything. Like just
yeah, so
it would be cool.
So yes, it's not all these babies. It's one baby with one mother and two babies with current wife.
Yeah.
Which is as American as cherry pie and apple pie.
Right. And the key is Dave did, I don't know if
Chevrolet
it's... I don't know if it was the right thing to do, but it was the Dave thing.
It's clearly apple pie. Why did I say cherry pie there?
Because you love Warrant.
Because you were thinking about vagina.
You were so into Warrant.
But, okay, so Dave from Coppell is really wondering why Dave is so awesome with women.
Well, and I can tell you I'm not
despite awesome. Profusely sweating at times in your life.
Right.
I'm not awesome with women, but I can, in the right circumstances, have a sparkling personality.
Yeah.
And so sometimes in the right situation, that will win over a female. And at other times in my life, wasn't fat and disgusting.
Uh-huh.
I was never hot.
Uh-huh.
but I was at least decent enough.
Right. You weren't like sweaty Jabba Dave.
No, no. And I'm working on it. I'm trying to get it back.
And you've always been a effective scorer on the ice. And, yeah. That's attractive.
There's a
women love that. They love I-League goals.
Yeah. To 80s British alternative. And
he likes
that.
Good music. And you did something that was either smart or dumb on this latest round, which I think is smart. And you went younger with someone who didn't have kids.
Mm-hmm.
And that... There was no doubt, because I remember talking to you early on, like, are y'all going to have kids? You're like, I don't know, man. I don't know.
Yeah, at first she was like, I don't think I want to have kids. And then before we got married, before we got engaged, she said, I definitely want kids, and if you don't, then we need to break up.
Yeah. You will give me a baby.
I was going to say, does that happen 100% of the time, that when a guy who's a little older than the girl... And she says, I'm not sure I want to have kids. Doesn't that convert to I want to have kids about 100% of the time?
I don't know 100%, but yeah, the conversion rate is high. Conversion rate is high.
When she says, I don't even want them, what she's saying is, you better effing give me a kid.
No, it's I don't want them right now.
Yeah.
But I will change my mind.
Give me 6 months. Yeah.
But no, I think the crux of the matter is that you have to be a volume shooter.
Uh-huh.
You won't score if you don't shoot, right,
it's a,
Bob?
It's a numbers game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so that's part of it. And
just ask Bob.
We're throwing lots of pucks at the net.
Well, I mean, sometimes you just go one for one and you retire.
And then you get out of the game.
Right.
And then
you made a hole in one from 500 yards.
You're just like George Costanza. Good night, everybody, and just walk away.
Yeah. But when I think back upon it, that the three that I did – walk down the aisle with.
Yeah, one was minor breakup, remember?
Yeah, but all three of them were in some way or another influenced by the fact that I work here. So I have parlayed this job in one way or another into all of my significant romantic relationships.
Okay.
We all have to work with the tools we're given.
Yeah, so, if Dave and Coppell, if you want to score with the ladies, then get on a sports radio station.
Yeah,
a
moderately successful local sports radio station.
Yeah, learn to identify.
Jeez, like, Dave from Coppell.
Cover two from cover three.
I love he's like, I saw him at the Barley House, and I mean, there wasn't much
whatever.
There.
Once you can identify how safeties constitute a football defense, the ladies just start flocking.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Yeah, they've been doing that forever. That's a tale as old as time.
Ooh, zone blocking. Okay.
No way, Bob.